Sick Picks with your host, Mike D.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mike D. You already know what we're doing. Another episode of Sick Picks coming to you, brought to you by Anchor. If you already know how we're getting down, Anchor publishes me. And, you know, if you haven't heard of Anchor, just make sure you reach out. Anchor, you can listen to podcasts and not only listen to them, but you actually can record your own podcast on Anchor. So, like you heard in the commercial in the beginning, right? But thank you for all who's been tuning in and tuning in to me live on Saturday nights. And if you don't know, Saturday nights I am live. I am powered by the Cook Up Radio. Make sure you follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch to catch your boy Mike D live every Saturday night at 8 p.m. If you love the beat that you just heard, make sure you reach out to my boy Jay Slant at Jay Slant on Instagram. And the fire artwork that you see with the logo and everything like that, that is all done by my boy Reto Art at Reto Art on Instagram. So make sure you reach out to those fellas. They're definitely some fire producer and some artists there. So, yeah, definitely want to reach out to them if you want some dope content like that. But as you know, we are in the nitty-gritty of week two. What a wild week two. 2-0. 2-0. The New York Giants are 2-0. All right? It's a beautiful time to be alive as a Giants fan. I love the culture that we seem to have right now. Everything we've done it right. Last week's win wasn't great, right, as far as like how it looked. Yeah, it was an ugly win, but we take them as they come. And it was a great win for the team, great win for the fan base, and great win for the culture, right? Love my New York Giants. Can't be more excited to see what the future holds for us. And we got a big week three game coming up. We got a big week three game. And, you know, for tonight's episode or for today's episode, whenever you guys are listening to me, I'm going to recap week two. But I will get to week three and say that we got a big week three game coming up against the Cowboys. The Giants do. And your boy will be there live. I will be there live Monday night at MetLife against the Cowboys. Me and my cousin Oli will be there. A couple of other people will be there with us. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a great time, and I can't wait. So, yeah, I'm super excited about that. Definitely super excited. Let's see here. But we're going to recap week two fantasy-wise, right? Realistically, as far as my bets go, I went 9-7 on as far as my picks and everything like that. My on the money picks, I went 1-4 again, 2-8 on the year. Not looking so hot there. Not looking so hot on the overall picks. But you know, hopefully I find a groove. These weeks have been kind of weird. I've been getting some of my underdogs right, but some of the expected games have been going way more left than I thought they would be. And thankfully, I've been telling people to, you know, take the spreads and stuff like that, which is cool because, you know, the spreads actually worked out more for me this week than anything, with the exception of a few of them. But, yeah, man, these bets have been bananas, literally bananas. So, like I said, 9-7 on the year with my picks, 16-15, 9-7 on the week, 16-15 on the year, that is, for these picks that I have been giving out every week. So anybody who's been following that, my apologies. You know, obviously I'm not one of the cappers out here or anything like that. I'm just giving you who I think. But a lot of my parlays kind of went through there. So that was cool. Did I even write that on this one? No, I didn't. I got to find out where I wrote that. I would love to find it. I think it's on my tablet. But yeah, I would like to go back to the parlays and check on that. As far as fantasy leagues go, Dynasty's been rocking today. I just pushed through three trades. Yes, I said three trades. Mr. Irrational, my counterpart from the On the Money Sports podcast. If you don't know, now you know. Make sure you tune in Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. for On the Money Sports. They will be live tomorrow, again, powered by The Cook Up. So make sure you follow The Cook Up for that. But yeah, man, three trades just went down in the Dynasty. It's been for freaking bananas. Let's see here. Like I said, Irrational was involved in all three of them. So, Irrational. Why does it have these guys back to back? That shouldn't look like that. Irrational. So, Elon got the first round pick for 2023, a second round pick for 2024, and DeAndre Hopkins for Jalen Hurts in the dynasty. All right. He then, actually, that was the last of the trades that I could go through. He then traded Mark Andrews for Treylon Burks and another first round pick. So that was bananas. So Elon's got three first round picks for next year. I'm just now kind of realizing that, because this is the first time I just seen all that stuff go down. I'm looking at this one here. So Elon gets another second round pick for 2024 for a running back named Kareem Williams from Los Angeles Rams. Not sure what Terrell info says about him, but apparently he was worth a second round pick. So yeah, those are the three trades that just went down in Dynasty, and wow, I think not only did Elon grab a couple of guys for this year, because Treylon Burks looks like he's getting involved, and DeAndre Hopkins, when he gets back, he'll be like an automatic starter. He did give up his quarterback, though. I don't know who his backup quarterback is, but that's interesting, man. He's in line for some work next year. He's going to be all over. He either has trade bait with those first round picks, or he can just draft a really good draft next year if he hits, right? So hopefully he's paying attention to college football, because I know I haven't been watching too much, although I know I need to be. More trades. Oh, yeah. I sent Julio Derrick Henry in a first rounder for Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp. I don't know, if the guys, if you're listening to this podcast, when you listen to it, yep, that's what I sent Julio. I don't know if he's going to respond. Probably not. He takes a while to see that stuff. But, yeah. So, overall this week for fantasy, I went a total of 4-8. No. 4-7. Because I'm in 11 leagues. 4-7. It's hard to keep track. Excuse me. Yeah, not great. Not a great week. Just like last week, not a great one. I lost Trey Lance. I had Trey Lance in about 6 leagues, and that's demoralizing to say the least. It's horrible. I can't believe it. And I got some work to do, right? So as a fantasy owner, and my GM has to get put on now. In the East Coast Champions League, I am struggling. To say the least, which is my biggest league. And, I can't say who I'm trying to go for, although we'll talk about waiver wire pickups today. Won't say who I'm going for, because I don't know if any of the guys are going to... Excuse me. I apologize for the yawning. I don't know if any of the guys are going to try and get the guys that I want, so I won't say who I'm going for. But this past week, we've seen some amazing plays by some amazing players. And, honestly... looking in the waivers, there's definitely some people that are kind of worth picking up. Garrett Wilson is out there in some leagues. Treylon Burks is out there in some leagues. Carson Wentz is out there if you're in need of a quarterback. Jared Goff is probably out there in some leagues. Danny Jones, Baker Mayfield, I could see in this particular league. Zach Wilson actually might be a pretty good pickup if you can, because he'll be back in a couple of weeks. So I know I'm... eyeing a couple of people there. I like the way East Coast is set up when it comes to waivers, though, because it doesn't matter about position. It is more about the fab money that we use, right? So we have to pay for our players. So it doesn't matter where you're at. You got to pay for them. And if you're the highest bidder, you get that player, which I love. And I will attack players because they know how I get down in this league. So looking for quarterbacks, like if you are a Trey Lance truther like I am or was, right, you might be hurting for a quarterback if you didn't draft a backup just in case. In one league, I had Derek Carr as a backup. I actually started Derek Carr over Trey. Good move, right? And in another league that I actually lost Trey in, I was able to drop Irv Smith Jr. for Kirk Cousins just to kind of solidify that quarterback position real quick. And Irv Smith Jr. obviously has a decent game, right, which kind of sucked for me. But I actually still ended up winning in that particular league too this week. So team overall held me down real quick. And hopefully moving forward, benefit me as far as picking up Kirk Cousins, because he had a horrible Monday night game against Philly, which was horrible to see. Wow, there's some players out here. Darnell Mooney is still out here. Garrett Wilson's still out here. Elijah Mitchell's out here too. And he's, I'm going to get him for free tomorrow. Just put him in my IR spot. They're tripping. If y'all are listening, make sure you do it before I do. Because y'all are tripping. Look at that. John Donson, Traylon Burks. These guys are having good years. These rookies. They're getting involved in their teams. I might want to. Yeah, I have a good feeling about this particular league that I'm talking about. I won't say it because, you know, if they're listening, I don't want them to know. But yeah, man, so again, back to some of those guys that are actually, I'll read from this waivers because this waiver pool looks a little crazy. I can see that. All right. So yeah, Justin Fields, you know, if he's still out there, he shouldn't be, but if he is, grab him up, at least if you need him, you know what I'm saying? If you lost Trey Lance, you're just looking. Ramondre Stevenson, Devin Singletary guys, you can, you know, if they're still out there. Kenneth Walker, if he's still out there, I think he's going to come back soon and get some reps in. And the healthier he looks and gets, I believe he will take that starting spot at some spot, or some point, excuse me. So that's a good little person to have there too. If you can manage to scoop him up, Kenneth Walker. Brian Robinson, if he's out there, good pickup. I don't know why these guys are out here. I got a lot of moves to make today. Darnell Mooney, like I said, Garrett Wilson, Kadarius Toney, if you're in dire need. Again, Dotson, Burks, if he's out there, those rookies are going to be involved in their teams. Michael Gallup, if he's out there, he's went from officially out to questionable. So he's good to have. Joshua Palmer, you know, he's going to be involved with Keenan Allen out. So there's guys. There's guys that are out there in these leagues, especially, you know, again, if they're out there, you go out and grab them. Irv Smith, Gerald Everett, David Njoku, if you're in need of the tight end. Evan freaking Ingram. He actually looks pretty good out there with Jacksonville, unfortunately. And I say unfortunately because, you know, obviously he was a Giant and his career there wasn't so great. But, you know, good for him that he's finding some success as a player out there because it was looking bad. It was looking bad in New York. But, yeah, those are a few tight ends, you know, if you need them. Defensively, I'm not going to say the Cowboys, but it could be the Cowboys. If you want to pick them up just to kind of have them. Obviously, the Giants and Cowboys play. And honestly, that game could be turn out to be a defensive game for us, for us both. So, we'll see, really. It could be a shootout. It could be defensive. I don't know if it'll be really in the middle. But, you know, if they're out there, Cowboys, I would say. Maybe Dolphins. They do have play Buffalo. They have a tough schedule. Giants defense, they've been playing decent, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a defense that you can have that won't lose you too many points this year. Lions defense and Jags defense, they've been sneakily good. So their defenses to keep an eye on throughout the year also if you're streaming defenses. So those are a few players that I kind of like, you know, from those particular positions that I like as waiver wire pickups and stuff like that. As far as, you know, fantasy goes, again, you know, 4-8 this past week. And I'm just, I definitely got to, when I get off here, when I'm done recording and after I publish this, I got a lot of stuff to look at myself. Like I said, I lost Trey Lance in a bunch of leagues. I had him in my Dynasty League. And as of right now, they have him listed as out, so they won't let me put him on the IR spot, which is a little frustrating. But, yeah, hopefully soon I can put him in the IR spot and deal with that as it comes. But as of right now, I have Daniel Jones as my backup QB. And I don't know. It's gonna be a little tough, and I'm going to have to give up players and trades that I definitely don't want to give up, but I will make the sacrifice, you know, in order to make all this work. But it's going to be challenging, and I just hope I reap the rewards of being a good GM when all is said and done in these particular leagues that I lost Trey Lance in. So, shout out to the freaking Eagles, man. I hate saying that out loud. It was hard to say that. But shout out to the Eagles for winning last night against the Eagles, or excuse me, against the Vikings, because I had the Vikings going. They played well. Jalen Hurts looked good. Yeah, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Kudos to you. You know, I take my hats off. Good game last Thursday night. Excuse me. I'm just moving around. My neck hurts. Good game last Thursday night. Chargers-Chiefs. Great game. Defense came up big for Kansas City. Came out with the win by 3 points. Again, the Giants are 2-0. We beat the Panthers 19-16. Steelers game was unexpected for me. They lost to the Patriots. Browns game won by 1 point against the lost by 1 point, excuse me, the Browns did against the Jets. That was crazy. Seeing the Lions beating the Commanders, seeing that. Brady finally got that Saints monkey off his back, right, and beat the Saints. The frickin' kitty cats, the Jaguars, beat the Colts. A bunch of people were saying the Colts were winning the South this year. I don't know about that. They just got blown out by the Jaguars. Dolphins, what a game. Beating the Baltimore Ravens. Tua Tagovailoa, 469 yards passing with 6 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson had a hell of a day with 4 total touchdowns and 119 rushing yards. Tariq Hill with 11 receptions and 190 receiving with 2 TDs. And Jalen Waddle with 175 and 2 TDs. So crazy, crazy day there for Dolphin fans and everything like that. DFS was banana with those lineups. I didn't see, I wasn't in the millie this week, but I wish I could have seen that lineup. But yeah, my best lineup put up 225 this week in DFS, and I had Tua and Hill and Waddle in that. I had Tua, Hill, Waddle, and Nick Chubb. No St. Brown. No, there was another player that went off. St. Brown. I can't think of the other one. Oh, the defense probably too. I didn't have Tampa Bay's defense. I didn't have Tampa Bay's defense, and I didn't have the Jaguars defense, and those were the two defenses to definitely have this past week in DFS. But yeah, DFS was crazy. Won a few bucks. Nothing crazy. Rams almost gave it up to the Falcons. They ended up pulling it out, though. Niners, again, with Trey Lance getting his ankle broken in a couple of spots. Jimmy Garoppolo came in, played well, scored a couple of TDs, and they won the game 27-7. Seahawks don't really think they're going to have a great year, like I said before the year, but kind of guess I seen that coming. I just wish Metcalf would do more. Bengals in a fight with the Dallas Cowboys, and I was hoping for the Bengals to pull that out. I actually had them on my picks this week, but Dallas pulled it out in OT, 1-3. Denver barely beating the Texans. They were actually losing 9-6 at one point, but Broncos won 9-16. Cardinals pulling it out in OT against the Raiders. That was bananas when they were losing 20-0. Packers beat the Bears. Bills obliterate the Titans. The Eagles, like I said, beating the Vikings. So that was this past week. Like I said, DFS won a couple bucks. Biggest lineup was 225. Let me see if I can pull it up for you guys real quick. That's weird. Yeah, well, let me hit that there. Let's see here. 225.96 is the biggest lineup that I put out. Tua at the QB. Henderson and Stevenson. Bulch. Hill and Waddle. Duvernay. Oh, it was Bateman. That's the guy I should have had. I should have had Bateman. But I also had Mark Andrews here. Mark Andrews, Nick Chubb, and the Bengals defense. Yeah, man. I just wish I had just a better RB there, I would have did great there. In this particular contest, first place put up 267. And I'm pretty sure our assignment lineups looks a little bit similar. Yeah, he had Tua, Pierce, Gibson, Hill, Waddle, St. Brown, Andrews, Curtis Samuel in the Jags defense. Yeah, Curtis Samuel, man, he's a good waiver wire pickup too if he's out there. But yep, that was definitely a good thing there. It's crazy. Last week I started Bateman in every league I had him except for the one I needed to start him in. But I think Dre whooped my ass anyway. Freaking Dre, Tequila Dre, man, beat me in East Coast this week. Out of all the leagues to beat me in, it's that one that he beat me in because he was super inebriated the night of the draft. And He had to draft like half his team, and this guy beat me. I feel like I beat me. Oh, man. But, yep. I'm going to get off here. Short cast. My neck hurts pretty bad, actually. And I'm going to go lay down and put my GM cap on and figure this thing, this whole Trey Lance debacle out. To everybody again who's listening, much appreciated. I always appreciate the love. Like and share the podcast whenever you can. Make sure you guys are tuning in Saturday nights live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And if you can't find me through Sick Pictures, to look up the Cook Up Radio, because that's where you're most likely will find me at. Subscribe. And, you know, it's like I said, it's all, you know, it's all love. It's all much appreciated. And until you guys see me on Saturday, peace out. And good luck with Waiver Wire Wednesday.